Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now, he's been here the whole time too, is our good buddy, the great Ricky Ricardo. Ricky, how are you?
Great to be with you guys. I'm here. This is welcome to my. This is it.
This is like the land of Ricky.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
Well, what's making this enjoyable is Ricky's been hanging out. Mm-hmm. He's a wrestling fan like me, so we are actually watching the WWE Saudi pay-per-view.
Super Showdown
from Saudi Arabia. Yeah. You can't make it up.
We're watching it while doing a show and hanging out. Yeah.
Wherever the money is.
I'll be the filler for you
There's
guys
plenty
until,
of it there,
until
man.
Big 99 comes out. How about that?
There's our friend Luke Voigt.
Yes.
Walking by. Hi, Luke.
How are you?
By the way, you were just talking about Gary and Ernie, right?
Yes,
Gary, so
yes.
I said to Gary in Spanish that Ernie is Latino. Mm-hmm. So he tried to speak to him in Spanish, but Ernie couldn't reciprocate.
Right.
So Gary,
I missed that part.
About it, Gary said to me, he's not a real Latino. Then he's running around and walked
away. Is that what he said?
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Yeah, he can't speak the language. He's not a real Latino. Yeah. I said his name is Acosta. But he can't speak Spanish. Wow. Nah.
Hey, are you all right, Ernie? Yeah. Are you devastated over this?
Well, you're going to get the babble thing.
Sanchez said Acosta? I thought he worked for CNN.
Watch. Ernie will get the translation app on his phone. Yeah, the babble thing.
You got to work on it so you and Gary can become pals.
Yeah, right.
You're about to become friends. It's funny. So while we're down here outside the Yankee locker room, there's a game going on. Now, you may say it's spring training. Who the heck cares? So far, the Yankees after Jay Happ are using all of the young guys that Yankee fans have heard about. Clark Schmidt, King, Loaisiga's in now. We know Loaisiga, so with King and Schmidt, what have you heard about them? What have you seen that you liked?
Look, just watching them today, mixing pitches, fastball, breaking pitches, command, control, both Clark Schmidt and Michael King, both impressive today. Look, it's going to take more than just a couple of outings, obviously, to see if either one of these guys are for real and can compete for that fifth spot in the rotation. But from what we've seen so far, look, the Rays brought not even B team. This is B minus team.
They basically brought nobody.
It's a split squad today, and it's late in the ball game. But still, velocity, nice slider out of Michael King. Clark Schmidt, too, mixing pitches. Not bad.
All right, so the rotation after the three guys we know that are going to be, after Cole, after Tanaka, and after Happ, is going to be who?
Montgomery. Montgomery, back from surgery. Came back late last year. Obviously much more healthy this year. Throwing harder this year in spring so far than he has in the past, which is a good sign. And I would think, just because of the fact that he's had experience, maybe right now the guy that's in the game, Jonathan Loaisiga,
might
have a step, a leg up. On the rest of the competition, but you never know.
Do they view him at long-term more as a reliever or a starter? I know the need is more starter now, but how do you think they view him?
We've seen more of him in the starting role, especially in emergency situations last year. When they needed somebody to start, it was Loaisiga. I think he can go either way. He's really like another Chad Green. Who, if you stretch him out a little bit, he'll be fine. If you want to use him out of the bullpen, he'll be fine too. Throws hard. He's healthy. I'd say right now, Joe, to answer your question, I think Loaisiga maybe has a step up.
Mm. We're talking to Ricky Ricardo about the Yankees.
Yes. They have a couple of veterans, by the way. Chad Bettis.
Oh boy, Chad Bettis is going to be the fifth starter.
Well,
it's not that. No offense to Bettis, who's been with the Colorado
Nick Tropiano.
Rockies. Tropiano, who pitched well the other day,
yeah.
is the Yankees have a lot of good young arms. We just talked about a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even with a team that's looking to win now like the Yankees, I think most fans want to see the young guy who's got a chance to be, the next ace or the next middle of the rotation guy. No offense to Tropiano or Chad Bettis, but I think there's an urge for or a feel from Yankee fans that they want to see Clark Schmidt. They mm-hmm. want to see guys like that.
Well, you know, this organization doesn't have much of a history of – they don't promote you too fast.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You really have
David
to,
Garcia, too, I should mention.
David Garcia, yeah. who's probably a step behind
yeah.
you know, these two guys that we've yep. seen today. Usually it's been Yankee history that a guy with a little more experience or has already had a taste of the major leagues usually – you know, gets the first shot. In that case, it might be Jonathan Loaisiga, who's, you know, had a cup of coffee a couple of times with the big club.
Now, we talked about this off the air, Ricky mm-hmm. Ricardo, of course. You're betting the over, right?
These
teams winning like over 100. What is it, 101 and a half?
101 and a half is yeah. last I saw.
So, no doubt in your mind.
No doubt in my mind. I think the American League, the rest of the American League, when you look at the divisions, you look at Houston, I think they – and I know, Joe, that's your big play, the Astros in the
over. I'm thinking about it.
All right. But
you agree with that, by the way? I'm just you don't know how it's going to go for them, right?
They don't have the personalities to play off being the villain.
You don't think so?
You know, Evan and I are watching wrestling. There are certain
yes,
guys.
Right, exactly.
There are certain right, guys right. that are made to be the villain. The Astro players, and they've been hit how many times already?
It's happened
bunch of times.
They've
yeah.
already been hit eight times yep. in three.
Is it eight times already in the spring training?
Eight times in preseason.
Yeah.
But I don't think they play off being the villain very well, do the Astros.
I don't know. You know what the thing is, though? So Barry Bonds was the greatest heel. He handled it. Like,
he fed off of it.
Right. Now, I remember being in Philadelphia. They threw syringes on the field at him, and I think he got one pitch to hit, and he hit it 5,000 feet. It's not one guy, though. The whole team are villains. Even
exactly.
if you weren't on the 17 team, if you're on the Houston Astros, if you're Michael Brantley, you're a heel. It doesn't matter. Because mm-hmm. guys like me, we think they cheated last year. I'll tell you right now, I've said this to a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
I think they were probably using buzzers last year.
And think about this. Who is the
nice
guy?
Nice home run today, Clint. Excellent job.
There he is.
Hey, Clint, how are you, man?
Who is the guy that that has been known to be, I'm trying to choose my words carefully here, but, you know, a little bit iffy as far as the stability, mental stability is concerned on that Astro team? Oh, yeah. Has always been Zach Greinke.
Zach Greinke, yeah, I was going
to
say.
Greinke, yeah. You know, is a guy that they didn't want him to pitch in New York. He can't handle it.
Right.
Can you imagine Zach Greinke, who doesn't like to be booed and things, you know, who's sensitive to these things, being, you know, having been thrust into this situation now?
Yeah. No, I think everybody handles it different. Like, even if Jose Altuve, who doesn't come across like a heel, but let's just say he embraces it, and he goes out and it's 360 this year, that's one guy.
Yeah.
The whole team is going to have to embrace that heel role. And I saw a tweet from our buddy, John Heyman. I'll read it to you. You tell me what you think of it. He says, there's no doubt Astro players are suffering for their shenanigans. Some of them seem very sad. With others, it feels like they've lost their edge. Prediction, it's going to be a long season, and they're going to underperform.
I agree.
That's one guy, John Heyman.
This particular group doesn't play off being the heel.
Even more so than I want to go to the over.
Altuve, Bregman, all of these guys, you know, they like being loved. You know, they don't feed off being the heel. A-Rod played off being the heel. He fed off of it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you mentioned Barry Bonds. He fed off being the heel. Yeah. None of these guys. Maybe Verlander. I can see maybe Verlander.
Yeah, I can see him having that mentality.
That's
only
going to
make
that,
him more focused.
Yeah, I don't see any of those guys actually.
And they lost Cole, too. So.
Well, that's not huge.
They lost Cole, and the top of their rotation are older guys. I mean, Justin Verlander eventually is going to slow down. He's 36, 37. I think he's 37. Zach Greinke, you've talked about, he's getting older too. So their top of their rotation features guys who are, you would think, based on age, getting towards the end of their past their prime, really.
Right, and a couple of bullpen pieces too. Left
Will Harris.
Will Harris left. He's all, you know, with the Nationals now. So, and you know, Dusty Baker's got his work cut out for him. That's going to be the toughest manager job. This year, the toughest managerial job on a day-to-day basis this year is going to be Dusty Baker.
All right, so, and of course, we're talking to the great Ricky Ricardo. So, if you don't buy the Astros, then who's the biggest threat to the Yankees in the American League?
You know, on paper, obviously, it's the Twins, I would think, with the addition of Donaldson. And, you know, they brought
Killebrew back?
You know, Tony Oliva, Carew.
Right, exactly. You've got all of those guys.
Is Bly Levin going to pitch for him? I don't think so.
Right, Mudcat Grant.
On paper, I think it's Minnesota. Once you get on the field, we know how the Yankees just have had their number. But really, who else in the America? Is anybody in the Central?
You don't buy Tampa, Red Sox.
Here's the surprise. In the East, Tampa's always going to be good. But they made some moves.
Right.
You know, Tampa had good chemistry last year. You don't know if Miguel Margot is going to fit in like Avisail Garcia did.
Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham. They lost him. Yep. The team that I think might surprise.
Toronto.
No.
The White Sox.
The White Sox.
Yes.
The Chicago White Sox, I don't think they're there's enough there to challenge the Yankees. I think they'll battle for the American League Central, which I think eventually Minnesota will win. Mm-hmm. But I think if there's a team that's taken a quantum leap in the American League, it's Chicago. Everybody else, when you think about it, maybe Toronto gets a little bit.
They'll get better, but not to challenge the Yankees.
But not
to
challenge
the Yankees.
Way.
Just that they'd be better.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this before, since we're here, and we kind of get the idea Giancarlo isn't going to be ready, what this opening day lineup looks like, assuming other guys don't get hurt. To me, DJ LeMay, who should be the leadoff hitter, we had him on yesterday. I think he wants to lead off.
Yeah.
Clearly, whether old school baseball fans like it or not, Aaron Judge is probably going to hit second. The guy who hit at third is Gleyber Torres. And then Gary Sanchez, Brett Gardner, Luke Voit, Frazier or Andujar, Tauchman or Scella. That's how I'd line it up.
They're all interchangeable when you think about it. They're interchangeable parts depending, and believe me, each and every game is its own island.
Right.
Whatever the analytics say about that day starting pitcher, you can move guys from third in the order to sixth, seventh in the order, bring them up, down. There's not that one guy that, aside from Judge, I would say, in the two hole, I don't think there's anyone.
DJ in the leadoff spot? You don't like just
having
him there?
I think there'll be days at Gardner. There'll be days that Gardner will lead off too, and you can move DJ down. Aside from Judge in the two hole, I don't see a spot in the lineup that must have a particular player.
Do you think they're too right-handed? I mean, they've got Gardner, they've got Tauchman, potentially Mike Ford on days, but that's it until Aaron Hicks comes back. It's a very right-handed team, and some of those days, all three of those guys I just mentioned aren't going to play.
But the Yankee right-handed power is very, very good to right center field.
Sure. Okay? Judge.
And at Yankee Stadium, that is a turbo going out that way.
Yeah.
So, Yankee right-handed power doesn't get negated by being right-handed, especially at Yankee Stadium. They can take advantage of the short porch and right field at Yankee Stadium as much as a left-handed batter can.
And the bullpen is still tremendous. Your buddy Chapman and and everybody else.
And he's
involved.
Chapman is, he's in great. You've seen him.
Yeah, no.
He's in great shape.
Tremendous condition.
I was
watching him throw early with you and I.
He's chomping at the bit. Zach Britton, this bullpen. Look, they didn't have Betances last year. Yeah. It was hurt.
Yep. And they had Chad Green in the minor leagues for a period of time.
Yeah.
And Chad certainly came on second half of the year, and you figure he's going to be a lot better for the whole year.
You're absolutely right.
With Chapman, I'm going to ask you since you know him.
Mm-hmm.
When he is smiling after Altuve hits the home run, is it I'm ticked off, I just gave up a home run smile?
Here it is.
Yes.
That is the you got to be effing kidding me smile.
Okay.
You know that.
No,
you,
I understand.
You got to be effing kidding me. That's
a move I have a lot.
Yeah, but why is
that? Was that smile?
But he has the you're effing killing me look because of what? Because he gave up a home run or because he thinks Altuve knew what was coming? Because that's that's what a lot of people think.
I've asked him. He's
what does he say?
No, he's told me. He said at that moment. Look, it's all revisionist history now when you think back on it. But at that moment, when the ball left the ballpark, it's like after this battle, he knows he left that slider up.
I happen to think that's why. I think two things can be true.
Yeah.
I think Altuve and the Astros were using buzzers, yes, but I don't think that the look on his face was because of it. I think the look on his face is the same look John Franco used to have when he gave up a home run, which is I'm smiling out of being ticked off or, like you said.
If that slider would have been where he wanted it, you could have put up a placard and told Altuve, here it comes, and he still wouldn't have hit it. It was just a bad pitch.
Let me ask you a crazy question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that crazy, but there's a runner on first. There's two outs, one out. I'm forgetting how many outs there were. But the on-deck hitter was Jake Marisnyk.
Mm-hmm.
He was on deck because of a defensive switch that they made. Was there any part of you that said, don't face Altuve, put the winning run in scoring position so I can face a guy who now Joe and I are going to be well aware of because we're probably going to have to watch him play million games.
She'll be all over him,
Did that thought go through your mind
at all? It did. But when you've got a horse like Chapman who had been pitching well throughout the entire postseason, I mean, what do you do to the psyche of Chapman? Do you lose him mentally?
Yeah.
Are you telling your best pitcher, your closer, your guy, are you telling him we don't trust you with their hitter?
Sorry, I just distracted by something.
By Evan,
no,
by
no,
way.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't spoil it. There are people who don't know the result.
No, but I'm not. What, you think I know what's going on? All I was going to say is that Evan is watching the Slam. What do we call it?
The Super Showdown.
Super Showdown in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Can you believe they did that, Ricky? Don't say what
it
is.
He's all over this. Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He is watching right now. Yeah, Prince Ben Salman is there. Everybody.
If you're a
wrestling fan,
surprised
you didn't get an invite to this.
When you get home from work tonight, you got to watch.
Oh, my God. They did it.
You think I knew who's winning? You think I'm looking at this like I know what's going on. I know is there's people wrestling. It's in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. The guy's got the belt in his hand.
Now, who is that?
I don't want to tell you.
That's right. I forgot.
Joe, the reason why I didn't want to say out loud is that.
Where's Tommy Canley? Did he leave?
Where's Canley? He'd be watching. Well,
he's a big wrestling guy, Canley?
Oh, yeah.
He's
oh,
all
yeah.
over that?
His warm-up music is wrestling music.
Oh, is that right?
But I didn't want to spoil it for anybody because people at work who want to go home and watch it, I don't want to tell them the result of the match. That's the only reason I'm saying.
No, I get that. I'm not, like I said, I'm looking at this and I know something about it. I mean, come on.
Wait a minute. There's got to be something else going on.
Is he still fighting this guy?
I don't want to say
this
anything.
This is very weird.
We're very distracted. Yeah. What were you saying? Oh, yeah, Chapman walking Altuve to get to Marisnik.
This is
going
to lead to what's happening across the street in a few
weeks. And they got WrestleMania in Tampa.
Oh, is that right? Where is it going to be? At Raymond James?
At Ray J.
We learned that nickname this week.
Of course, you and I will not be there next year for the Super Bowl.
But now let me I'm going to throw something out.
I'm sure the Jets and certainly the Giants won't be there.
You have been... And you said it yesterday. You've been trying to convince this man, the great Joe Beningo.
Yes. Never use the word great for me.
To extend his career how many years out?
13 years, man.
All right. And I know what Ricky's going to say.
All right.
I'm all over this, Rick, by the way.
We discussed this. Joe and I discussed this earlier.
All right.
What if
the
Jets across the street,
Super
Bowl in February, this next Super Bowl right here, just a few feet from where we are.
Yes.
Let's say the New York Jets go into that place, stun the football world.
Right.
Okay, that's what they said. The Jets have stunned the football world.
Be stunning me.
If they stun the football world and he goes out a winner.
And I get after the game, I get after the confetti and all, I get right in the
car. It's the
right
best
down, of. Right you, down you, the coast to Naples.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll agree to. And I think that, Joe, this
right
is a very fair deal. When the Jets win the Super Bowl, you retire. I think that's a fair deal.
Okay. That's not happening.
I was going to say, you will work 13 years.
If it's next year,
if
of course,
it's
if we know
right
it won't
here,
be.
Of course.
All right. You know, Chernoff gives him 3 hours to just get, you know, celebrate on the air after the game.
Yeah, I would do
and
that.
Then when he signs that off, it's adios. He's down I-75.
That's the one show I would be more than glad to do. Because that would be insanity.
It's not winning the Super Bowl, but.
The San Diego playoff?
Yeah, after the Jets beat the Chargers.
We were nuts that day.
We did a show on the air.
Right.
We marched up. Joe was taunting everybody in San Diego, which I kind of felt bad about, but whatever.
So do I. I feel bad. I kind of feel dirty.
Yes.
You know, it's not like it was New England.
No.
You know what I mean?
The Jets beat the Chargers. Joe screaming,
Winning
streak over.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But we went upstairs and did like a 2-hour show after that win. It was euphoric. Oh, yeah. And that's not winning a Super Bowl, but it was certainly something.
We were nuts that day.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the great playoff wins they've had.
Yeah.
They've had a few of them.
And we thanked again, even though they wound up losing to the Colts, we thanked the Colts for getting us into the playoffs that year.
So that's
We were very happy about
that. Well, this coming year, the Super Bowl's right here. You come to the game and stick around and wait for pitchers and catchers to report just a couple of days after that.
Yeah, but that'll be you. You'll be doing that. And I'll be going down the coast.
Where is... Final question. Yeah. We're talking to Ricky Ricardo. What team is Tom Brady on next year?
Las Vegas Raiders.
You think
Las Vegas? You think that, huh?
Yeah.
What do you
they
make?
They haven't offered him a contract to Pats. I don't know if the Pats are really interested.
Yeah, you know what? Here's why
they're
I would
– playing games with him? Probably.
Not even getting games, but Adam Schefter tweeted this morning that because the CBA isn't finished yet, that it may have a lot to do with
that. Well, I still think he's going back there.
But the one thing, and we mentioned this briefly a few weeks ago, and I still don't buy it, but I keep hearing the rumblings – of the Giants. Like, it still exists.
The Giants?
Yeah. I know. Ricky, trust me.
I still can't buy that.
Yeah, it's very difficult to comprehend that one.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
No, I can see
him stunt the growth of Daniel
Jones.
If
he doesn't go back to New England, one of the two new stadiums will have Tom Brady. Either SoFi in L.A. with the Chargers or whatever they call the stadium in T-Mobile, whatever the heck
it is.
Whatever it is in Vegas.
The Las Vegas Raiders, which is still a... Take
but
some
they're a perfect
used to.
Team to be in Vegas.
They are.
The renegade team, no question.
Yeah, and the Raiders have an offensive line that can protect him. They've got a young running back.
Sure.
You know, they've got weapons there.
I don't know if Gruden is the same guy he once was. I don't know about that.
He might rejuvenate Gruden.
Maybe.
How about that?
Maybe.
Could be something. We'll see. Ricky, great talking to you.
Ricky, all the love. Time, great. Right? Ricky Ricardo. The
my
man.
Boy's here, Joe. And Evan. Evan and Joe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.